Log Talk Radio.
Yeah. Oh, it's time to get real. Oh, yeah. It's the newest spirit.
Spirituality.
Yeah, keep your ears open for this one, man.
Welcome, everyone. Welcome to Reality Spirituality. I'm your host, Rebecca Lynn Norrington, and as always, I want to thank you, my deep, deep appreciation and gratitude for you listening, and for being part of the show. This show is heard all over the world, and whether you listen to it live, whether you call in, whether you listen to it archived, I am just really very feeling just very grateful for having the show. This month, August 2015, marks the four-year anniversary of Reality Spirituality. And let me say, it has been an interesting 4 years. Starting off with, I've shared this before, with not being able to put two sentences together without checking my watch and how much more time do I have to speak on air? What? 45 more minutes? Oh, no. What am I? Can you believe that there was a time when I couldn't put, I 5 minutes? It felt like a lifetime. But that's what this life is about. This life is about growing, extending yourself, stretching, and evolving and turning into or growing into having even more skills than, of course, when we came. Speaking about skills, the experiencing happiness or wanting to maintain this sense of contentment and peace, experiencing more of it requires daily practice, requires moment by moment practice. I have a really a story I want to share, but for my new listeners, let me give a little bit more introduction. I am a self-proclaimed happiness specialist, and what that means is that in every moment in my life, I am making decisions, choosing which direction, which path, what am I going to say, how am I going to say it, what energy do I have right now. It's always a constant conscious awareness of being. It really takes a lot of work. It takes a lot of work to stay connected and to live aligned and live connected to the universe. Let me back up a little bit. It used to be a lot of work. Now it's really a habit. It's who I am, living connected. And so living connected I was able to have a experience yesterday, and I was conscious of the whole thing. Yesterday I had arguments with people, quote, arguments, the air quotes. I was frustrated in the market. I was impatient. All of those things just came rushing in yesterday, and I experienced all of those feelings. But there's a real big difference of being impatient, consciously impatient, as opposed to just I'm impatient and just allowing that emotion to rule or to run you. Consciously impatient. I don't know what it is. Maybe it's I think it's a full moon. Yes, I'm affected by full moons. But what happened yesterday, I had to laugh because I felt it all and I experienced it all, including getting being irritated and annoyed. So let me share. Whatever's going on, full moon, stars aligning,